The Breakfast Huddle replay from Money FM 89.3. The Bigger Picture with Ryan Hwang.
Welcome to The Bigger Picture, where we try to make sense of the markets and what to look out for. And recently, we've been seeing quite a cautious mood among investors, and trading has been lighter than usual. And we're also seeing a bit of profit-taking this week. Well, let's get a bigger picture from Sunny Hamid. He is the Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Morning, Sunny.
Morning, Ryan.
Hey, Sunny, you're supposed to be, well, taking this call from the office. I think you just managed to make it in time. Give us a traffic report. What are the roads like to work today?
Well, a bit heavy. So I think everybody's rushing to work as per usual. So it's the usual heavy traffic just ahead of the...
So this is the AYE, is it?
Yes, correct.
Okay, so I'm glad you made it. Well, walk us through what's your reading of the market right now. It's been quite a cautious week so far. It feels like investors are trying to find some direction with the lack of market cues.
Exactly. I think what we've seen is this very sharp rebound that has occurred since the last week of December until now. That's basically to make up for the large sell-off in October, November, and the first half of December. So that rebound has really taken place. So everybody now has scratching their heads, asking what's next, what's the next catalyst to push markets higher if there is a catalyst.
All right, Sunny, what do you think investors should be doing in this market? Do you think it's better to take profit in this climate since there's a lot of expectation that any upside from the US-China trade talks has already been priced in?
That's a good point. I think a lot of people are holding on to that kind of thinking. It's been priced in. We're getting, as you mentioned earlier in the news, a lot of economic data coming out to suggest that global economy is slowing. So there's this struggle between fresh news that's coming out that suggests that the global economy is slowing, earnings of companies and even forward-looking projections which are lower than expectation, versus what we call recency bias, whereby people are just so used to buying the dips after 7-8 years of gains and making money buying the dips. The mentality is still, I should buy the dips, I should buy the dips. So I think it's this struggle between these two, but I think increasingly people are becoming more cautious.
We're speaking to Sunny Hamid. He is the Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance. Sunny, so we've been getting, like you mentioned, a lot of bad news around the global growth outlook. And the latest one is coming from the OECD. It's cut its growth outlook for the world for 2019 to 3.3% from 3.5%. So what is this going to mean for markets for the rest of the year, especially in Singapore? Are we maybe going to see the banks going through a harder time?
Potentially, yes. I think there's still optimism around, and I read of reports which have views that the global economy will achieve a soft landing, so to say. But of course, on the other hand, we know that the soft landing is actually very hard to engineer vis-a-vis by either the central bank or by government. So the risk is always there's going to be an abrupt kind of a decline in growth. And if you look at the OECD's forecast, it has been cut quite sharply over a very short period of time. I think over 4 months, they've shaved off maybe 20 basis points from growth. So the deceleration in growth is actually quite pronounced. So everything said, people will still be looking at the numbers that companies come up with. So I think second quarter earning numbers are going to be quite vital, and third quarter, because if global growth slows, it's really going to eat into what we call consumer demand, consumer consumption.
Good point, Sunny. Like you mentioned, 20 basis points cut, now 3.3, previously 3.5. That itself was already a cut. It was earlier at 3.7. So like you mentioned, acceleration downwards. Something interesting in the Business Times today, Sunny, a bit of buzz around this idea being floated by analysts from Maybank Kim Eng about an airport REIT. So you might remember in the recent budget, Finance Minister Heng Swee Keat said the government is looking to borrow to pay for mega projects like Changi Airport Terminal 5. What do you think of this idea of an airport REIT? Do you think it's going to work?
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I mean, it's an interesting idea. I think it gives the borrowers, i.e. the government or Changi Airport, a wider range of instruments to finance its projects. Instead of just opting for a fixed income bond, they now can go to an equity hybrid, which is the REITs. So that will be, they'll be able to kind of mix and match. But there's always this equity to bond or equity to debt ratio that they want to achieve to maximize what they call the lowest borrowing cost that they can achieve and best mix. So I think it's a doable option, especially since track record of Changi Airport's rentals and revenues have been positive. So I think it'll be interesting prospect if it really goes through.
That's something to watch out for, an airport REIT potentially. Well, thank you so much for your time, Sunny.
Most welcome.
All right, we'll chat with you soon again. Sunny Hamid, Director of Wealth Management at Financial Alliance on The Bigger Picture.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.